This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lots going on in the political economy right now. A presidential primary debate. Paul Ryan about to be elected Speaker of the House. And in that chamber, there was also something of a GOP revolt earlier this week. 127 Republicans joined nearly all of the Democrats to renew the charter of the U.S. Export-Import Bank, the agency that helps U.S. exporters get financing for overseas customers. Conservative lawmakers had basically shut the bank down back in July, which is curious because for a very, very long time, like decades, nobody seemed to be paying much attention to the Ex-Im Bank at all. Marketplace's Bree Benishor has more on that.
The Export-Import Bank is old. It was founded in 1934 during the Depression under FDR. And for a long time, decades really, it just kind of did its export-import thing, helping overseas customers of some U.S. companies pay for U.S. goods. Edward Alden is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
It's a small agency, mostly operates out of the spotlight. It doesn't cost the government any money.
And then midterm elections of 2010 brought the rise of the Tea Party.
A lot of Republicans, especially conservatives, saw the Export-Import Bank as an opportunity to rebrand the Republican Party as a small government, anti-cronyism, anti-corporate welfare party.
Dan Holler is with Heritage Action, which has vigorously pushed Republican lawmakers to oppose the Export-Import Bank.
The reason why Ex-Im has been targeted is because shutting it down is an attainable goal for proponents of small government.
Lauren Thompson is CEO of the Lexington Institute, a policy think tank.
Nobody's going to be able to shut down EPA or the Department of Education, but this is a 400-person agency, and so shutting it down looked doable.
But a majority of Republicans rebelled against Tea Party members and their own leadership to revive the bank. That is because Ex-Im Bank is small, but the companies it helps are numerous, and some are very big. Again, Edward Alden with CFR.
And that's why I think you see the effects of this across a lot more districts than I think the Republicans recognize when they pick this fight.
So not as doable after all. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.